Good morning, students. Get out your paper and pencils. It's time for class to start.
You never expected to hear that, did you? Well, with the constant click of computers, comes those who think we should possibly look back to the simple paper and pencil times. My name's Marilla Berge, and welcome to Computer versus Paper. Today we have with us our interviewers and co-hosts, Kamara Binkley and Alicia Cottrell. I shouldn't catch you throwing paper airplanes during this lesson. Throughout today's podcast, you'll hear facts about the topics of paper, pencil, and computers. Our first fact of the day is, paper was invented around 100 BC in China. In this podcast, we plan to learn whether students and teachers would rather use pencil and paper or computers for educating. Also, have we taken technology too far?
Today we are joined by Ellie. Ellie is a junior in high school. So, Ellie, what's your opinion on computer versus paper for education?
Well, I think that computer can definitely have its benefits because the teachers can show you what they want and more exactly help you. But with paper, you kind of memorize the content as you write it down or as you read it rather than just staring at a screen for another couple of hours a day.
That was very good. Thank you. Okay, next question. Do you use pencil and paper more or your computer more?
Well, most of the documents I get from teachers now are on computer, but I do like to take notes with pencil and paper a lot of the time just because it helps me memorize, and so that later on if I can't exactly read it perfectly, I can re-go over it, type it up on a computer with like actual bullets and as a list.
That was a good comment. Thank you. So next question. Do you think that technology has gone too far? For example, using computers as the main way to educate.
I think that it can be a good thing, mainly because, like, in our class we have Nonfiction Friday, where we find articles that if we didn't have technology that we do today, we might not be able to find those articles and use them. So it can definitely be a benefit, but when teachers rely on it too much, it starts to, I wouldn't say disengage with students, but it doesn't help them to focus as much in on the lesson.
Very true, very true. Okay, would you rather use a pencil and paper or still use computers?
I personally like my computer because I suck at like spelling, so it helps me when I can like look stuff up and go, I did spell this right, and so that I can retype my notes so they're actually 100% legible, but it definitely does help, but I do like to use pencil and paper.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ellie. We really appreciate your input on this topic.
Thanks for having me.
Second fact of the day. Before the 3rd century AD, the first paper was made of disintegrated cloth, bark of trees, and vegetation such as mulberry, hemp, and china grass.
Today we are joined by Ms. Barnes. Ms. Barnes is a high school teacher. So, Ms. Barnes, what is your opinion on computer and paper for education?
Well, I know that there's whole courses you can take when you're learning about how to educate students, about how to use technology in the classroom. It's completely changed the way we have to do things, especially at a school like yours where you all have a Chromebook you take home. Reality is not all schools are like that. Some of them have computers in the classrooms. That the last school I was at had a Chromebook cart in every room. But some schools don't have that at all. And so their opportunities are a little bit different. So it kind of depends. Like, you can work your way around it, but computers definitely open a lot of doors for teachers. So I do like them.
That's very true. Do you think that technology has gone too far? For example, like using computers as the main way to educate?
I think it can get dangerous. I mean, obviously there's so much that you really do need like a person-to-person conversation to explain to students. So it's good for like, you know, watch this video or do such and such this to reinforce what you're learning, but it shouldn't be the sole way that students get information about whatever subject you're teaching. Because I still think, like, you know, I can't explain, let's say, the three branches of government to you, which is great, and then have some good video that we're gonna make and I don't know, all that stuff that is great, but we have to talk about these things. Person to person, it's the best way to learn. Verbal communication. Yeah.
I feel the same way. Would you rather use pencil or paper or still use computer?
That's hard. I feel like for some things, so I will say this. I know that statistically, which you might find the statistic, I don't know it. I just know my college professor always told me about it. You will remember information better if you write it down, physically write it down, versus taking notes on the computer. I always just, after hearing that, decided, okay, if this course in college has a test at the end of the semester, quarter, whatever, I'll handwrite it. If it's like a paper class, which some of them will be, you'll see, then I usually would type. Because I think that that's, I mean, if I need to recall information, I handwrite. And that's probably the answer to your question, is if I had to choose, I'd probably, if I need to remember whatever I'm learning, as far as learning, I'd handwrite it. But I do love using a computer. It is quicker, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I think it depends.
All right. Thank you so much for taking your time to put your input on this topic.
Sure. Thank you.
Fact 3 for today. Writing pencils made of graphite were first used in 1565. Writing pencils that used lead were still very commonly used in the 18th century.
Today we are joined by Mr. Ledford. Mr. Ledford is a high school teacher at Licking Valley. So Mr. Ledford, what is your opinion on computer versus paper for education?
I think, you know, with the way technology has advanced to this point, you know, I think schools definitely need to try their best to start to work towards using more computers and less paper. I definitely think that there is some use to still using paper, especially in, you know, as a math teacher, I think there's definitely use for it in those types of classes. But I mean, if I'm being honest, you know, if I'm typing something up or if I'm trying to write something I'm doing on a computer now, I usually don't handwrite it like I used to. I think schools need to push using technology, because after you guys graduate, that's what you're going to be using for sure.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that technology has gone too far, for example, using computers as the main way to educate?
So I think it's all about how educators choose to use the technology. To me, as far as I'm concerned, I'm not as focused on the content anymore. Not that we don't do content, but I think my job now more than ever is to teach you guys how to access information and use that information, because it's right at your fingertips. So like memorization and things like that, you know, that's not as important anymore as it maybe used to be, because even in the real world when you guys have jobs, you can access information instantly using technology. So I think as educators, our job has shifted a little bit in that sense, where we need to teach you how to use the technology to find information and make sure the information you find is accurate and relevant to what, you know, you're trying to do.
Yeah, I understand. Do you use pencil or computer more?
I guess for my job, I definitely would probably use the computer more than, and like I said earlier, you know, if somebody asked me to write something for them, I would much rather type it than handwrite it out if I have the capability to.
And that leads into my last question. Would you rather use pencil or paper other than computers?
Again, it kind of depends on the task, but I would say for the majority of tasks nowadays, you know, the computer is going to be probably a more efficient way to do most things. If I'm trying to like work out a math problem, yeah, I'm still going to do that on pencil and paper. But pretty much everything else, as far as my job is concerned, or even outside of my job in my everyday life, I'm using my phone or my computer to do it.
All right, thank you so much for taking your time and putting your input on this topic.
Yeah, you're welcome.
In conclusion, the majority of people believe that society is developing along with technology. The use of paper is most likely to be used as an aid of taking notes and memorizing, while the use of computers is commonly used as a faster alternative to the traditional paper method. In addition, we would like to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Your support is much appreciated. Thank you.